With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The best way to invade Cuba? Louis Burke Frumkus would fly in troops in a big blimp disguised as a cigar. The suggestion is all in fun, of course. Frumkus is a humor writer, and his first collection published by McGraw-Hill is called How to Raise Your IQ by Eating Gifted Children. Louis Burke Frumkus began writing funny stuff seriously 7 years ago after a tour of duty in the Wall Street investment community. He sold his stuff to Harper's, the New York Times, to the British humor magazine Punch. Frumkus isn't sure why the British seem to like his writing.
I have this fantasy that I have a great following in London, and it's possible that I might.
Unlike many writers, Frumkus does not write on a fixed schedule.
I write humor inspirationally. Sometimes you're just incubating. Something strikes me as funny, and I think about it for a day or two. And when it comes out full blown, like in one whole piece, just writes itself. And I sit there alone in this room, chuckling and roaring at the typewriter.
While his humor is often outrageous, Frumkus says he's never been a clown or an exhibitionist.
I'm not comedic in a performing sense. It's kind of like a private world. I write for myself, and then I try to find a market for it.
Frumkus is also humor editor of the Mensa Bulletin. Mensa is a social organization for people who score on the top 2% of any standardized IQ test.
A lot of people think of it as elitist, but in a sense, it's no more elitist than the Campfire Girls. I can't join that, or any medical organization. I can't join that. I'm not a doctor. And they used an IQ test as a means to get in. They espouse no particular political views or anything like that. They just get together and let their minds hang out.
Louis Burke Frumkus. He is hoping to make a go at it as a full-time writer of humor. His first collection is called How to Raise Your IQ by Eating Gifted Children. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.